I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. From the violent destruction of sit-ins on Wednesday in Cairo to running street battles today, it does not bode well for Egypt. Dozens of people were killed today across the country. The fighting pitted supporters of deposed President Mohamed Morsi against police and also some residents of the Egyptian capital who went vigilante. Bloody, but not anywhere near the level of violence 2 days ago that left more than 600 people dead. Sara Aboubakar is a political editor for the English-language newspaper The Daily News in Egypt. You were out on the streets of Cairo today, Sara. Did you witness any of those street fights?
Yes, I did. We had lots of clashes on the 15th of May bridge. There were Morsi supporters running around with AK-47s. The situation was very tense. We had to take cover and we had to stay inside apartments. We could only report from the apartments what we could see. Some of our neighbors got shot at. It was a very tense situation.
And talk about some of the Egyptian civilians who are also now fighting against the Muslim Brotherhood supporters.
Unfortunately, some of the Egyptians, as you said, went vigilante, but you have to understand the history behind their decision. The Muslim Brotherhood in the last couple of months have caused trouble in most neighborhoods in Cairo, for example. Their supporters have killed several residents in El Manyal and Bin Sarayat. And so the current residents who lost their children and their brothers are very angry and are looking for a fight.
So yesterday, President Obama put his vacation on pause to announce that the U.S. is halting its joint military exercises with Egypt, Operation Bright Star, as it's known. How do Egyptians feel, though, about the fact that the U.S. is continuing its sizable military aid package to the army?
The reaction to Mr. Obama's speech was quite funny yesterday on the street. We did some vox pops and people simply did not care. The politicians were critical of his decision to stop the biannual military training, saying that they are actually siding with a terrorist group. However, on the street, people did not care. And they do believe if the U.S. administration is willing to enforce some sort of, let's call it, punishment on the Egyptian government, they would have stopped the aid. However, the U.S. administration needs to give Egypt the aid. And this is the problem this way.
Sara, let me ask you about some reports we've been hearing about Christian Coptic churches being burned and just an overall sense of violence against the Coptic community. What are you hearing about this?
It's been a sad week for the Coptic community in Egypt. I mean, officially, there are over 16 Christian-related buildings that have been torched. Churches, schools, orphanages, especially in Upper Egypt, the situation is very tense. 2 weeks ago, Coptic residents woke up to find that there were black axes marked on their shops to differentiate between them and the their Muslim neighbors. They were terrified. And they lived in such fear, it was heartbreaking. And currently, the Christian community in Egypt is very angry with the Western administrations. I cannot begin to describe their anger because they feel that they have been left out to hang dry from the Western administrations. They live in fear.
Do you see any hope for reconciliation between the sides? In other words, can the violence calm down anytime soon?
I do believe the violence will calm down because the parties are not equal. You cannot pit a group like the Muslim Brotherhood against the army and the police force and the rest of the factions of society. Egypt is not a simple black and white community divided between Muslims and Christians. No, there are lots of shades of gray here. And lots of communities are very angry with the Muslim Brotherhood. So it's not an equal fight. I do believe the violence will calm down by the end of this week. Some call me very optimistic, but I do believe so.
Sara Aboubakar, political editor for the Egyptian newspaper Daily News. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.